So the without a net this time is rage at the cruelty. And I think part of the core of patriarchy and part of the core of why this culture is killing the planet is sadism and what Eric Fromm and I would call necrophilia. And one of the wonderful things about Andrea Dworkin's work, also Mary Daly's, is that they were able to sort of provide the Rosetta Stone for understanding the cruelty of the dominant culture, the cruelty of patriarchy, in that the brilliant thing it has done has been to merge the physical and emotional hit, the joy that you get with sexuality, with the ego power that abusers get through domination and control. And domination and control can provide tremendous material benefits for those who do it. And then when you add the very natural, very good feelings that one gets from sex to that, it makes a nearly unbreakable bond, as we have seen for the last 10,000 years, where those in power get addicted to, and not those in power, by which I mean men. Not all men, and women are going to laugh at me for saying that, but enough men to, I mean, not every Nazi had to kill Jews, just enough Nazis had to kill Jews to make it work. Not every Not every dictator is killing every citizen at every moment. That's not the point. The point is for enough to do it to maintain control. And when you combine this with the notion of identification, where who you are. See, here's how it works. You perceive yourself as superior. And then how do you know that you are superior? You know you're superior because you violate others. And that reinforces your superiority. Because if you weren't superior, you couldn't violate them. They would be violating you because they would be superior to you in this hierarchy that's created within this mindset. So we see this sexualization of power all over the place. You know, Susan Griffin wrote extensively about how, you know, bombs would be called penises, and they're going to drop their load, and if you look at, you know, obviously pornography is based on sexualized violence against women, or violence-ized sexuality. It's all a mix of sex and violence and coercion and getting off on that coercion. And we see this, there's the famous chant by the military, weapon, this is my gun, this is for fighting, and this is for fun. And I mean, we see it everywhere. It's just, it's cliche, but it's like fish in water, that we see it so often that we almost forget about it. And part of it, it gets even worse than this, though, because it's not real. I mean, it is real, and very real effects, and very real harm to women, very real harm to everyone. But I always think about that line by R.D. Lang, how do you plug a void plugging a void? And if you're dominating others, then you're not in relationship with them, and humans are fundamentally social creatures. And we require love and affection. And love and affection can't be bought. They can't be gained through terrorism. Toxic mimics of love and affection can be gained through buying or through terrorism. And so I think about this a lot, that the wonderful thing about interacting with beings, and this is true whether it's a human being or a dog being or a tree being, is that beings are essentially infinitely complex. And in relationship, there are always new things to learn and new places to go. So part of the problem is that if your identity is based on being superior to another, and this identity gets validated by the violation of another, one of the problems is that there are essentially an infinite number of others out there. So every new one you encounter, you have to show your superiority yet again by violating them. And there's this fundamental, it's R.D. Lang trying to plug a void, plugging a void, which is why you have to violate every new one you encounter, which is why this culture has to bomb the moon and to probe the deepest folds of the ocean and to violate the very core of genetic material, that it's insatiable. And so it's a very bad combination of sexual thrill, the power of domination, and an utterly unfillable existential hole inside, which is leading the entire planet to ruin. And the question, obviously, when it's killing the planet, is how do we stop it? And on an individual, personal level, I mean, that's why I do these videos, and that's why I write my books, is on an individual, personal level, it's as a doctor friend of mine says, that the proper diagnosis is the first step toward treatment. We have to recognize that there is this unfillable hole, and that the culture is acting on this unfillable hole before we can do anything about it. So I think those of us who resist it need to first recognize it and call it for what it is, as Mary Daly did, Andrea Dworkin did, Susan Griffin has. And then after that, we need to figure out how simply to stop those who are, because of their own unmetabolized trauma, probably of their own, but I don't really care about that because it's up to them to metabolize it. We simply need to stop those who are perpetrating this sadism. Well, one of the first things we need to do is to stop valorizing it, to stop valorizing capitalism, stop valorizing sadism, stop valorizing pornography, stop valorizing queer theory, which promotes sadism. Stop valorizing anything that promotes sadism.